Hey, here's a quick update on the listener survey we're conducting. We need more participants. The survey is helping us build demographic information on our audience so that we can play some ads in the show, generate a little revenue, and keep it going for you. See how I did that? I made it a benefit for you so that you'd want to fill out the survey, you know, in your own interest. But seriously, it's good for the podcast if you fill it out, which in turn will allow us to do more with it, which really does serve you. It takes literally 20 seconds to fill it out. Some people have reported it takes 30, whatever. Please send us this little holiday gift. You can do it right now. The survey is in the show notes in your pod player or at secretroompodcast.com. Take it now. Thanks a lot and pod on.
What's your secret?
I don't like saxophones. I eat straight sour cream. I don't love Jesus. I have a crush on someone. Musicals make me deeply uncomfortable. I like being silent in a crowd. I've been rejected by more than one music school. My helmet is uncomfortable. I technically live in space. I skip third period, and one of these is a lie. Really hate saxophones.
Hey everyone, it's Ben. Today we've got some special treats for you as we round out 2017. If you're a fan of Street Secrets, the sign says, fun stuff ahead. But first, I have a fresh story for you from Mabel about a New Year's Eve to forget. Welcome to the Secret Room. I'm Ben Hamm.
I was dating a doctor a few years ago, and after a few months of a very serious relationship, he told me that he was still dating his ex-girlfriend that he had dated for several years before he met me. I did go through his drawers and I found, before he told me that he was cheating, an envelope with the lady's name on it. And I asked him who that was on the envelope, and he said it was somebody renting apartment that he had owned, and it didn't only have her name, it said I'll love you forever, something like that. So I had an idea that something was going on. Like, who has a renter that gives you rent in an envelope with a love note written on it?
Seems far-fetched.
Far-fetched. But I fell for it. I just thought that she was so in love with him. Irresistible. He is not. So when he told me that he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend, I went into a rage, and I had quite a bit of wardrobe at his apartment, and I stormed through each room, slamming clothing into bags, and I had recently given him a love note or something sweet. As I left, I tore it into pieces just to be dramatic. I slammed the door. My secret is, I was very upset, so I went to a site where doctors were reviewed. I came up with a really nasty review of him, and it was under a different email account. I checked it not long ago, and it was still there.
What did you say in the review?
Well, I was still very hurt at the time, so it went along the lines of uncaring, insensitive, not knowledgeable about his specialty. It was not very flattering. And looking back, I do feel a little bit bad about it, but he was cheating on me for a few months, so I felt like I had the right to do so. I don't know if I did any damage, but it felt good to get that revenge. I feel bad about it. Oh, not really. Fucking another girl. And the worst part is, I knew that he was still with somebody because I found earrings and he made excuses about that. I found different things. It was always an excuse. Oh, and then this is the weirdest thing. So I received an anonymous text. I tried to trace it. I couldn't trace it. And it happened to be, from what she said, the best friend of the girl that he was dating. She just warned me that his tendency is to go back to his ex-girlfriends. So know that he's a cheater and he's always going to be a cheater. But somehow in my heart, I feel like that text wasn't from a best friend. I feel like it was actually from the ex-girlfriend, because after I communicated with her a little bit, she said that the two of them had broken up. I guess I'll never know. I couldn't track the number. No. But I didn't tell you another part.
What's the other part?
A couple months later, I fell for it. I fucked him again. Am I stupid? I went back.
Why?
Because I fell for his stupid charms. He didn't have charms. So I guess he didn't connect that I was the one that made the review. Either that or he's a very forgiving person. So maybe I'm just very crafty in the way that I get revenge.
You broke up with him, you left the bad review, and then he came back.
On New Year's Eve, he asked if he could spend time with me, ringing in the new year, and I guess I still had feelings for him despite everything that had happened. And yeah, we rang in the new year together. And that was that.
Wow, such passion.
Well, that's what happens to a woman scorned. You don't mess with a good woman. No, you don't.
Hey, what's your secret?
I lie to people about books that I'm reading. I tell people I'm reading famous novels and bestsellers, but I haven't read a single one of them.
My deep, dark secret. When I was first married to my husband, I threw away all of his ugly socks that I didn't like. His friend's wife told me to do it because she did it to her husband when she got married.
It's not a bad secret.
What's your secret?
All right, so one day we were walking down the pier and my dad had a pair of shades on, and I asked him why he was wearing shades because it wasn't too sunny. And then he looks at me and he goes, "I'm wearing these to look at girls' butts." And he was holding on to my stepmother's hand, but he kind of whispered it over to me, and I just thought it was like really funny and a great bonding moment.
Hey, what's your secret?
I bought $35 worth of Forever stamps, and then the price went down. Why would you ever need $35 worth of Forever stamps?
Why would
I panicked because I thought the price was gonna go up, and then the price went down.
Okay, I say we go to Hillary's and get tacos.
Let's do it.
Do you have a spooky secret?
How are you living your life that you don't have any secrets?
Well, like, I believe in ghosts,
mm-hmm.
but I have never seen one because I am not down for that shit.
Tell me your number one secret. I once fed one of your dogs some gum that fell on the floor.
Okay, so here's my interesting and strange confession. My secret is that one of my best friends is getting married this weekend, tomorrow actually. We've been friends for a very long time. He was actually my prom date, and I did kind of have a crush on him when we were younger, but I never told him. And yeah, we just became friends, which is good because I totally dodged a bullet. It's kind of weird, but I love him to death. He's getting married. And I remember when we were in college, this has to have been like 5 years ago, the girl that he's marrying now was actually new to church. Her and her family started going to church. And I remember him asking me, like, what do you think about her? I'm going to call her Carrie. What do you think about Carrie? And I specifically remember telling him, I was like, you know, I don't really know them. I haven't really talked to them. But I think she's kind of dumb. I remember saying that. I remember being like, She seems a little slow to me. She's kind of ditzy, but she's nice. This was like 5 years ago, and he must have completely forgotten I said that because he invited me to the wedding.
I know. Are you ready?
No. Can I blow my nose?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. I'm going to slide away from the microphone. You're welcome.
Damn.
So, Ben.
Susie.
I wanted to tell you about all the amazing things we're doing on Twitter.
Yeah, please, because I hear things are going on.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about all the important things in life, like if a hot dog is a sandwich or not.
Okay. Wait, I have to think about that.
I really? Well, what if you eat it without the bread? It's definitely not a sandwich.
That's true.
But if the bread's there?
Is this what's going on our Twitter account?
I would never talk about something as silly as that.
Of course not. What's the consensus? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
If it's got the bun, I'm thinking it's got to be, right? I mean, it's bread and meat and toppings. It's got to be a sandwich.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Okay, we need people to weigh in, though. It's very important.
Like when you go to a store or you go to like a hot dog stand, do you order a hot dog sandwich? I don't think it's called that.
I guess you're right, but yeah. If you think about the composition.
You know what? I am going to look up sandwich right now.
This is a debate, I'm telling you.
On the Googles.
You should ask the Google.
Hold on. Let me see what it says, because this could be groundbreaking in this discussion. Define sandwich.
Sandwich, an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them, eaten as a light meal.
A light meal? Has Siri ever seen a sandwich?
So does that meet the definition of a hot dog?
Have you seen these like Hebrew National, like quarter pound monstrosities? Don't even ask Freud what he thinks of hot dogs, but I wouldn't call that a light meal.
I guess the debate rages on.
Yeah, weigh in on Twitter.
Okay. What else you got?
We are posting some fun, you know, quick secrets are not long enough for the show, but it's just kind of fun to share and have some extra secrets if you're feeling those times in between episodes. So I thought we could share a couple.
Yeah, we're calling them pod secrets, right?
Yes.
They're secrets that are too short for the show, but too cute to waste.
But too cute not to share.
It's snappy.
Well, someone already took the hashtag street secrets, so couldn't use that.
So rude.
So rude.
Yeah, whatever. So, you gonna share some here?
I'm in my 30s and I wanted a low-maintenance pet, so I bought a hamster. I didn't tell anyone about it, but it always brought me comfort. When it died, I kept it in the freezer until I could bury it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do we know how long it was in the freezer?
I think it was long enough.
Long enough for what?
I didn't get the whole story.
Oh my god. If you keep a hamster in the freezer, which is where you keep food, would you be scared you might accidentally prepare like a hamster meatloaf or something one night, or somebody in your house might?
Couldn't that make a sandwich too?
And we have come full circle. Oh my god.
And it has to be a light meal because hamsters are not that big.
God, it's perfect. Did you plan this or did that just work out?
No, it worked out. I hope Petco has a picture of her on the wall.
Oh my god.
Do not sell hamsters to this person.
They'll end up in her freezer and then as a sandwich. So much fun on your favorite social.
No, pick both.
Okay.
On Twitter, we are at Secret Room Pod.
And on Facebook, people can find us at facebook.com/secretroompod.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Nikki. Tune in next week to hear my secret about French fries.
Happy New Year's to all Secret Room listeners and their loved ones. I want to thank Breakmaster Cylinder for the street secret at the top of the show. And Mabel, thanks for telling your story too.
You're very welcome.
It's been such a great year in the Pod Cave, only possible with the fearless participation of the storytellers who opened up their lives to us. Thank you, storytellers. So much. Speaking up, we've got several mind-blowing stories in the can for 2018, So stick with your favorite little podcast that could. We're getting them out as fast as our fingers can edit, mix, score, and otherwise produce them for your enjoyment. Also, big ups to all the other people that have made the podcast possible this year, like Dahlia Beta, Susie Lark, Shannon Martin, Jennifer Crawford, Jessica Herrera, Elkid, Zoe, Andrew Caberline, Derek Esterhaus, and Franklin Moganklin. Also, to the reviewers, websites, and apps that have spotlighted us. And I'd like to add Chorus to that list. They're a cool app where people recommend podcast episodes, and they gave us a nod. Thanks, guys. Also, lately people are finding us on Podcast Addict, an Android app, so hi to everyone who's found us there. And, of course, thanks to all you listeners for downloading and spreading the word. You're spreading the word, right? Come on, that's your job. Want to be on the show in 2018? Send me your story idea at share@secretroompodcast.com.
Production assistance by yours truly, Susie Lark.
And Veronica J.
The Street Secret Retrospective was my idea. You're welcome, Podverse. Love, Veronica J. J-A-Y.
No lie. Serious thanks to Veronica J. for her production help this time out. I'm Ben Hamm, and this is The Secret Room. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Pod on.
Pod on.
Oh yeah, pod on.
Pod on!
Our listener survey is waiting for you at secretroompodcast.com. Read it again for me. I totally did not understand at all. Let me try and give you a genuine reaction. Just read it again.
What a vegan is?
Oh my God.